Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Learning that Rocky, Mitch, and Marla have returned to Venus, Zog and Joe hurry to their northern continent to deal with them. Meanwhile, in their prison cell at Vintem, Yan has received a thought message from Marla, telling him and Anne where they are.
Rocky sent us a message through her, too. We are to try to escape and reach the central continent. They will join us there.
But how can we escape?
There is one way out. Through the snake pit.
Oh, no, Yan.
It is our only chance of ever seeing them again. If they destroy Gorg's army, we will die immediately. We've got to go through that snake pit.
I couldn't. I could die here than face those riding brutes.
Anne, we could...
Anyway, it's no use trying without weapons.
We will have them. We will take them from our guards.
Can we?
Yes. When they bring us food, it is almost time for them to come.
I still feel that it...
Do as I say, and we cannot fail. There are generally two of them. One carries the food, the other covers us with a ray gun. It would be a simple matter to surprise and overpower them.
Oh, it wouldn't be so simple.
We can do it, though, Anne.
Well, after we have our weapons, what then?
We open the trapdoor in the floor and blast our way through to the snake pit.
Make it sound so easy.
Yet... Have no fears. The ray guns will quieten the snakes. Once we are past them, we will be free to join Rocky.
Oh, that's a great idea, Yan. I'd be much happier with him. That thought message Marla sent you, did she say what they were doing?
Rocky's plan is to destroy the invasion army on Rama.
Rama? Where's that?
It is a small satellite a few thousand miles off Venus. It is not known to your world because Venus blocked it out from you. It's not a very pleasant place. There is no atmosphere. Still, it is an ideal spot to train an army.
Do you think Rocky can stop them attacking Earth?
I pray that he can. However, we cannot help him unless we get away from this place. Now, Anne, about the guards.
Yes?
Take them by surprise, and the rest will be easy. When they come in, you stand right here. I will be behind the door. I will deal with the one carrying the guns. You rush the man with the food.
Well, I'll do my best.
The main thing is to prevent their calling for help.
Right.
Outside. I'll slip over here. Do not move until I call.
Dan, I think that they...
Quiet.
Who's that? Here I say, what do I do?
Now,
Yamki, let you oi.
It is you.
Help me.
They're both out to it. Lock that door, Anne.
Is the key there?
I think so.
Yes, it is.
Hurry.
I fixed it. Think anyone heard us?
I doubt it. Fill your pockets with food while I quieten these two.
Oh, Dad, don't kill them.
I'm just making sure that they don't awaken for hours. Now, here is a ray gun for you. You know how to use it.
Sure, it works like an automatic rifle, doesn't it?
Yes. Pass me that knife. We may need that, too. Thank you, Anne. Come on.
Where to?
To open this trap door. You stand ready to fire your gun into the pit. I will have it. I cannot move it.
The other time it opened easily.
I know. Oh, I get stuck.
Let me help you.
No. I want you to be ready with your gun in case the snake try to get in here. Oh, it will not. Oh, I wish Rocky was with us. He would soon have it open.
Have a rest for a while and then try again.
I wish Marla would come back.
Yeah, me too. You know, she's been gone quite a while.
Mm.
Look, maybe she couldn't locate that pilot guy. Rocky, I'm going to slip out and see where she is.
You stay put now. We're safer in this cave.
Oh, we ain't leaving.
Marla's all right, I tell you.
Yeah, but she might be, though. Look, she wanted to talk to that guy nearly 20 minutes ago. She ought to be back by this.
Oh, Mitch, stop your fretting.
Okay. Only I hope she isn't running any trouble.
Yeah, so do I. You know, Mitch, she's a good kid.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of sweet, too, you know. What a figure.
Look, here she is.
Rocky, I am back again.
Man, are we glad to see you.
Marla, what's the news?
My friend Taka will take us to Rama.
Oh.
Check him, I could kiss you.
All right, cut out the nonsense. Marla, she's not interested in all that.
Oh, but I am, Rocky.
What are we waiting for?
No, wait a minute, Mitch. Let's hear what Taka had to say.
He was very surprised to see me, of course. When I told him why we were here, he offered to help us. He hates Gorg, too. He is faking hydrogen bombs and supplies to Rama for the invasion.
Well, it couldn't be better. We're home,
Let
boy.
Let Marla finish, will you?
His space bomber is being loaded now.
Mm-hmm.
He and his crew go aboard in an hour.
Is the crew on our side?
Taga is not certain of that. He suggested that we fix them and take their places.
Uh-huh. Can we do that without being spotted?
We can attack them as they pass through a small cut.
Good.
I will show you where.
Right.
And Taga also gave me information that Young should have. He is positive that the Space Force is against Grog.
Say, Vokta would love to hear that.
Mitch, Vokta is dead.
Hey? Dead?
So Taga said.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, he was a swell guy.
He was very wonderful to me. Oh, but talking will not bring him back to us. Rocky, we cannot stay here any longer. I will show you where we are to wait for Taga and his crew.
All right. I guess Van and Jan are kind of set up over Vokta's death.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I wish they were here with us.
Rocky, come on.
Okay, we're on our way.
In a way, Jan, I hope you never open that trap door.
We must join the others on the central continent. It is moving, Anne. Be ready with your gun.
Yeah, and the snake coming through it.
Use your gun quickly. Use it. Ah, good girl. Now, let me... I will blast those brutes out of the way. There.
Shine this torch down in the pit.
Right. Oh, look. A seething, rising mass. I couldn't go down amongst those brutes.
We have to. It is our only chance of living.
Look at them. Now I know why Gorg doesn't worry about that trapdoor. Oh, look, they're coming up the steps.
I will soon quieten them. Let's clear the path for us. Down you go, Anne.
But, Jan,
quickly, someone might come in search of our guards. Wait till I close this trapdoor.
Oh, it's awful down here.
Do not be afraid. We are quite safe with these guns. I will lead the way. You shine our torch ahead.
All right.
Walk carefully. One slip means death.
Yeah, there are hundreds of them at the bottom of the steps.
Steady, Anne.
They're all watching us. Their eyes seem to be...
Steady, Anne, steady.
Get out of here, quickly.
Wait.
Oh, I can't bear it. I can't.
Do not panic, Anne, please. We are in no danger if we move slowly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I'm not very brave where snakes and mice are concerned.
We will soon be away from them.
Is there another entrance to this place?
I can see a tunnel in the torchlight.
Oh, thank goodness. Rocky and the others couldn't be in a worse spot than this. Yeah, and they're coming behind us. What? Let's run for the tunnel. Run! Run! They finished loading the space bomb a minute ago.
Now maybe we can do something instead of lying here scratching us.
You say funny things,
Mitch. Don't listen to him, Mother. Mitch is never happy unless he's in a scrap or... dashing around in a spaceship.
Well.
You know, I like him.
Well, that goes double for me with you, you know, honey. Doing that.
Quiet, listen, Mitch.
That is Taga.
Good. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Now, listen, don't drop the wrong fellow, Mitch.
He cannot. Taga will be a few yards in front of his crew.
Okay. Well, let me handle the other baby.
All right. No more talking.
Eat your man.
Really close to us.
One open.
Oh, boy, what a shock waiting for these guys.
Now, listen, Mitch. Don't rush him till I give you the yell.
I got it.
Come on, they're almost on top of us.
Yeah, you keep out of the way, Mala. This might be sort of slick. Shut up.
What?
Hey?
Oton Elmer Os. Joye Kemendam.
Now, get on, Rocky!
Taga, Thomas!
Cool down, little boy. Mitch, look out behind you, Mitch.
Oh, I thought you would. I would cop this, son.
Any more for any more.
All right.
Roll the brawler.
Mitch, quiet. Will you cut the funny stuff? Drag these chaps in here. Come on, quick.
Right, okay. Wait a minute. Oh, boy, these guys feed well.
Come on, don't tell a fellow over here.
Right. Wait a minute. Hold it. Oh, I've got his feet.
Come on, right. Quick.
All right.
Got him. Get him in. Quick. Down here will do. Dump him. All right.
Oh,
now,
boy.
Listen, tie him up smartly. Come on, Mitch, shake yourself.
Yeah, right.
Get aboard that space bomber. Quick, smart.
Oh, boy, you know I'm all wore out.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's the holdup, Rocky?
Well, don't ask me, Mitch. I'm only a passenger.
Well, don't sit there, son. Go find out.
Oh, give it a rest.
Oh, look, is there anything wrong in me asking how long we're going to be stuck here, eh?
Mitch, I've already told you 10 times. I don't know why we're held up.
Then I do, pal. Someone smelled a rat, that's what. They must have found the real crew. Say, where's Mama?
Oh, I think she's with Tiger in the airlock chamber.
Look, Rocky, I don't get it. We was all set to take off, and then... oops, he cuts his engine and disappears.
Wait a minute.
Eh?
Here's Marla now. She might know something.
Yeah. I am sorry I left.
Hey, what's cooking, chicken?
Please, I am sorry, but...
Look, never mind it. Stuff, come clean. Why are we held up, huh?
Well, we cannot leave until a jet plane has landed.
Grasshoppers, is that all?
Is that all you say? It is more than enough, Mitch.
What do you mean, honey? How come?
Gorg and you are aboard that jet.
Angered by Marla's news, Rocky looks at Mitch anxiously. What will happen? Have they returned to Venus only to fall into Gorg's hands again? And how will Anne and Yan fare in the tunnel below the Paris? For drama and excitement, don't miss the next chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus!